I'm determined. I'm not turning around. I'm going to live for Jesus. I don't understand it. I don't feel it right now. But that doesn't matter. I've got faith to know that I'm going to make it. Amen. I'm going to make it. Hallelujah. I have the power of determination today to make a life living for Jesus Christ. The positive example of Moses. Amen. He had four steps that he encountered. One, he refused the compromise to stay in the land of Egypt. There was no option. He was taking the people to the promised land that God had instructed him to deliver his people out of Egypt. Exodus 8:25-27, it says, "And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron and said, 'Go ye sacrifice to your God in the land.' And Moses said, 'It is not meet so to do. For we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. Lo, shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God, as he shall command us.'" Let me bring this down to where we live here today. Let me give you a modern application. We can't stay in sin and live for God. Lying and cheating and stealing and robbing and drinking and smoking and cussing and fussing, and the list goes on. If God spoke it in his word, he don't like it. Stay away from it. And don't do it. Amen. We have to determine to go out from Egypt. Away from Egypt. Get as far away from the world as you can, my friend. And stay away from it. And sacrifice to the Lord there. Amen. And let Jesus be glorified. Amen. Let your life be determined to walk with Jesus. Don't try to pull it along, Egypt along with you. Moses, number two, Moses refused to compromise to stay close to Egypt. Exodus 27 and 28, it says, "We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he shall command us. And Pharaoh said, 'I will let you go, that ye may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only ye shall not go very far away. Entreat for me.'" He insisted, Moses insisted on going at least 3 days' journey. He was not going to compromise. He was not going to settle with the world trying to get its foothold back into Israel as they left. Amen. He was determined, nah, that's not going to happen. I have died to the world. Egypt is not even in my brain. Amen. I've died out to that old nature. I am determined to walk for Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm determined today. I pray today that you're feeling a determination rise up within you that says, "I am determined, Brother Matt. I'm determined to live for Jesus Christ." No matter what Egypt is trying to pull me back to its vices and shackles and whips and chains and all the things that bind us. When your mind's determined, nothing will stop you for living for Jesus. Hear me today. When your mind is determined, nothing will stop you from living for Jesus Christ. There ain't no man, no woman, no child, no anything will keep you when you're determined to live for Jesus Christ. I'm going to say it again. When you're determined to live for Jesus Christ, nothing will stop you.
That's right.
Nothing.
That's right.
Nothing will keep you out of the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Get a determined mind today. Get a sold out, settled on Jesus determination in your life today that says, I'm going to live for Jesus Christ. I am determined. I am going to live and walk in the power of Jesus Christ. It's obeying the three steps of Acts 2:38. It says, repent. Peter said unto them, repent. That's a simple dying to yourself. Dying to what makes you happy. Dying to what fulfills your flesh. Dying to your desires. Dying to what pleases your flesh. And saying, I'm not going to allow my Egypt, my flesh, Egypt to rule and reign in my life. Come on, flesh. You're going out of Egypt. You're going away from that bondage. Amen. You're going away from those awful things that happened to you. You're turning around. And you're going to be buried. Because we can't have Egypt in our lives any longer. Amen. It's got to be buried. It's got to be put under. Amen. It's got to be put away. The blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. When you bury your flesh in waters of baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, every sin, every Egyptian bondage that has ever held you captive is no longer there anymore. That's why we can sing that song. I've been set free. My chains are gone. The whips are gone. All the sadness is gone. All those things are gone because they're not there no more. He continues. For the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Spirit of God, the power, the anointing of God comes into your life and gives you the power to walk in the newness, in the newness of life. Amen. You're a new creature. Amen. Old things are gone. Egypt is gone. Egypt is gone. It's out of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Take these three steps that God gives you today and have a determination in your life to walk with Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the best decision you'll ever make in your life. Amen. Living determined to walk with Jesus Christ. It's the power of determination. In Acts 1:8 it says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and into other most parts of the earth. Amen. When the Holy Ghost comes in, you will have power. You won't be doing it alone anymore. Amen. You won't be bound by your circumstances of life anymore. Amen. You won't be bound by your addictions anymore. You won't be bound by whatever life has thrown at you because He gave you Him. He gives you power. Moses, number three, he refused the compromise of living leaving his loved ones behind. He refused. I will not leave them here. Exodus 10, 8 and 11, it says, and Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said unto them, go serve the Lord your God, but who are they that shall go? And Moses said, we will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds. We will go. Amen. For we must hold a feast unto the Lord. And he said unto them, let the Lord be so with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones. Look to it, for evil is before you. Not so. Go now, ye that are men, and serve the Lord, for that ye did desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. If they had left their loved ones behind, they would soon come back to Egypt. Egypt is a strong pool if you leave anything there. Egypt has tentacles that can get hold on you if you try to go back and rescue things that you've left behind. If you try to revisit places that you've left, Egypt will get its grip on you and pull you back into its devastation, its bondage. When you submit all your love to God, there's power. When you turn the lights out in Egypt, when you turn your spirit, your mind, your soul away from that place, saying, I can't visit there no more. I've got to get it completely away from me. I'm telling you today that you will have power. You can be determined. Amen. To walk holy, righteous, and godly in this present world. Amen. This ungodly world that we're living in. You can walk and be set free, amen, from all bondages of sin. There's power in determination. No one can stop someone that is determined. No one. Amen. When you're determined to do something, nobody is going to stop you. You're going to do it. You're going to find a way to live for Jesus Christ. You're going to come and do the things that God requires of you. You're determined. Is anybody determined today to walk with Jesus? Amen. To hold out to the end. Amen. To be a powerful force in this present world, living for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. We must have a determination today. Moses refused, and number four, Moses refused the compromise of leaving possessions behind. Exodus 10, 24 through 26. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye serve the Lord, and let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, thou must give us also sacrifice and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall no hoof be left behind. For therefore must we take to serve the Lord our God. And we know not with what we must serve the Lord, until we come thither. Amen. Moses understood that if they would have left their flocks and herds, they would have soon went back to Egypt. Matthew 6:21 says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Where is your treasure today? What's meaningful in your life? What is it that you hold dear to you? Amen. It will lead you. It will lead you. And where it is, there you will find yourself. Moses understood he had to take everything with them. It was important to get everything, all of their life, free from the bondage of Egypt. Moses said to Pharaoh, "There shall not an hoof be left behind." It's called total commitment. Total surrender. Total commitment. When you commit everything in your life to God, it gives you the power of determination. Man, you can't have a foot in Egypt and a foot in the promised land. Because your heart, Bible says, the heart is wicked above all else, and who can know it? Amen. It will lead you in the wrong direction. You must be determined, as Moses was, to rid your life of the world of Egypt. Get rid of it. Cut it off. Amen. Bury it. Amen. Don't let it rise in your life, and let Jesus Christ lead you into His promises. One reason we don't leave anything behind, we do not know what God will require. The things we leave behind may be the very thing that God asked for and the very thing God wants to use. Not only did Israel win their freedom, but they received payment from the Egyptians for their labor. Exodus 11:2-3. It says, "Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels and silver and jewels of gold." And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, and in the sight of Pharaoh's servant, and in the sight of the people. It's called the power of determination. Are you determined to live for Jesus Christ? Are you determined? You got to tell the enemy, "I want it all back. Everything that you stole from me. Everything that you took from me. I want it back, because I'm taking it with me. And we're not coming back to this place again. Amen. I want it all back." Moses was determined to deliver God's people. Amen. In the book of Judges, we read of Samson. There were some steps that Samson had in his life. Negative examples. Samson was chosen, anointed, and used of God, but not totally dedicated. Let me tell you today, God can use you. God can, great things, you can seemingly be used by God and doing powerful things in your mind and in your life, but still not be dedicated totally to God. You can look the part, you can act the part, you can do the things you think you know you need to do, but still something in your heart is not sold out. You're not determined. Judges 16:1 says, "Then went Samson to Gaza and saw there an harlot and went in unto her." Samson's four steps of compromise was, number one, the seven bowstrings. Judges 16:7. "And Samson said unto her, If I bind me with seven green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. He wasn't determined. And he began to flirt with the world. He began to flirt with it and began to be enticed by it. And he began to let some things down in his life. And he did not reveal the secret of his commitment. But he was willing to entertain the temptation, thinking that he was too strong to be succumbed. Number two were new ropes. Judges 16:11. And he said unto her, if they bind me fast with new ropes, that were never occupied, they shall be weak. Then I shall be weak and be as another man. Again, he thought he was in no danger of revealing his secret, but he refused to learn a lesson from the attack. He was playing around with the devourer. Amen. And he was letting his hair down. Amen. Around getting comfortable with the world. Are you comfortable with the world in your life? Does it bother you to be in the world? Does it sicken you to hear the world's advances? The way the world talks? Does any of that bother you when you're there? Be careful, Samson. Don't let it get comfortable. Don't let get relaxed in those places. Number three, seven woven locks of hair. Judges 16:13. And Delilah said unto Samson, hitherto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if thou weavest the seven locks of my head with the web. Now he was getting close to his secret. He was getting uncomfortably close to letting his determination die. Number four was the cutting of the hair. In Judges 16:17, that he told her all his heart and said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. He was so comfortable with the decisions that he took the final step of compromise without realizing what he had done. My friend, you can't not allow yourself to become comfortable in the presence of your enemies. He was spiritually blind, which led him to defeat. He lost all his determination. Couldn't fight the battle anymore. Judges 16:18-21. It says, and when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up at once, for he hath showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand, and she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the seven locks of his head, and she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as of other times and before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord had departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters and brass, and he did grind in the prison house. So many times we come to the house of God not determined in our spirit to live for God, but we just want to just shake ourselves and just know God is there. Woo! I felt the Holy Ghost again today. Thank God. I'm still here. We don't have a lick of determination in our mind to live for Jesus Christ at all. But we just want to come and make sure His presence is still around us. Make sure His presence is near us. So we'll shake ourselves once in a while and get a touch from God. But all the while, the enemy's closing in. The enemy's getting ready to take you out. To take the last thing that holds you in. This thing called the house of prayer. Where are you at, Samson? Are you determined? Are you sold out? Amen. Are you going to allow the world to dictate your strength in living for Jesus Christ and walking with Him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Hallelujah. You must be sold out. You must have a determination, my friend. Whether you are in the church or just getting ready to commit yourself to God, just remember, when you have a determined mind, you have power. I'm telling you, if you'll make up your mind today, it's called the power of determination. Hallelujah. As I close, it's determination. You must be determined to walk this walk. Amen. Hallelujah. Determine in your mind today, I'm going to live for Jesus Christ. I'm going to sell out to His ways. Amen. And I'm going to turn my back on this Egypt, this world, this thing that's trying to coerce me and to lead me astray and take my very life. I'm determined to live for Jesus as we come and make our way to this altar. And we recommit ourselves in a life of determination. Are you determined? What's going to keep you out of church tomorrow? The next day? The next time? The next situation? Are you determined? Is Delilah coercing you? Is she sweet talking you into telling her your strength? You must totally commit and give your life over to Jesus. Don't leave any part of it in Egypt. Cut it off. Bury it. Put it under the blood of Jesus. I've got to be committed, Lord. Totally to You. Heart, soul, mind, strength, everything. I am determined. I'm going to make it. I'm going to live for Jesus. Goodbye, world. Goodbye. Make a commitment to God today. Give your life to Him.
The best thing.
committed. Tell the Lord. I'm sold out to you. Oh, it's the best thing I've ever. You gotta believe that. You gotta get a hold of that.
The best thing I ever. go be with her friend this afternoon. Her name is Bella. And Bella has been going through a lot of struggles. I'm not going to go into all the details of it. But we just really need to ask that God would be with Emma. And Bella has been in our church services. She's been here in our youth services. She's been in other youth services in Cleveland and things. And there's just a lot of struggles going on in her spirit and her family and things. And so we want to ask that God would use and use you, Emma, that your voice just would be available for whatever God wants you to say, but that he would go before you. So if we can gather around Emma, and we're going to anoint her with oil and pray for her in Jesus' name.